Been there, done that. It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Yep, I said the second hour, so anybody that's saying, what? Did you forget to spring forward? Daylight savings time started today, so it is actually a little after 10 o'clock today.
It is.
Of course, my clock in here says a little after 9, but I know better than that because I've been
just
here for...
Just that clock.
Two, yeah, just
that clock. But you have
clock.
Your other clock.
Yes, I have my other one that says 10, 08, 23, 24, 25.
Plus your internal clock.
My internal clock says...
My internal clock ain't working
this
morning.
Yeah, it is whatever. Anyway, we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Tune us in on the radio or internet. Go to MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That brings up the instructions that you need to stream the show. It is the second Sunday of March. It is a Robin and Martha Sunday. That means Mount Shasta Mystic. Robin Alexis is here with us. We are just getting into all the good pertinent stuff. And just so you know, hot deals going on today. We've already done our Missing Link giveaway, but we're going to be giving away a bag of cat or dog Missing Link every week from now on. So you're going to have to pay attention for the word of the week and call in and win. And I'm going to say congratulations to Cindy. Out in Salton, Washington, because she was first on the line with the word of the week. This week it was arthritis, and she chose the dog coat and skin version. So she's going to get a bag of Missing Link coat and skin for dogs. Congratulations, Cindy.
Yeah.
All right.
She obviously set her clocks forward because she called in the first hour.
She did. She was on top of it. On top of it.
We like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Way to go, Cindy.
Cool. Way to go, Cindy. And let's see. What was I thinking about? I was thinking about something. Hot deal. Okay, so we already did the Designing Health giveaway. Now, the other hot deal, well, there's two other hot deals going on today. The other hot deal is that usually it is a rebroadcast of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis that you'll hear at noon following Animal World. But since they were preempted due to sports last Wednesday, guess what? Robin is staying right where she is, and she and Bob are doing a live version of Mystic Radio today at noon. So woohoo for you guys. You get to call in and have Robin read for you. So how fun is that? Robin?
Well, I thought you were going to keep talking.
I just thought, well, I better make sure that you're there and you're expecting a fun time. So that's hot deal number one. Robin and Bob will be live. And actually, I forgot. I don't know if I told Kathy or not that you could be the first caller, Kathy, and get a question from Robin. Oh, she's excited. So I think she's going to do that.
And, excellent.
Ajie definitely wanted to do it, but Ajie's car's not working, and I don't think she's going to get... Oh, that's it. You could tune in on Ajie, Robin. Did she get her car working? Is she on her way to the studio, or is she going to get here today, or is she not coming?
No, I think she's still struggling with some things. I think we could offer her an energy clearing and see if we can transmute some energy around her. I guess today's the first day of Mercury in retrograde.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the... Here we are, you know, spring ahead, and...
And Mercury, we just got off of the full moon and all those solar flares, and it hit me like a brick wall.
Yes, jeez. And now it's Mercury in retrograde, and also it's a year anniversary since the earthquake.
Since the tsunami in Japan.
Yeah. And
there's
so,
all
you
kinds
know,
of stuff going on.
Exactly. There's a lot of things that are moving around, and Ajie feels like she really needs a good clearing, so maybe we can send her some nice radiant white light to clear her energy out. Actually, she's got adverse astrological influences, so I will go ahead and do some clearing. I'll send it to her higher self to start moving out.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, she's got quite a bit going on. Maybe she'll call into the show and I can help her later.
She already sent me a message that her cell phone's not working, but her home phone is, so she could call in on her home phone. But Kathy will hang around after the show so she can be your first question on the air. That'll be cool. That'll be cool. And speaking of her, we're going to get Kathy as a... Her husband called in, and he has a question. But we'll get to that in a moment because we've got to finish up with Jeff and Herman the cat. Are you getting anything about this tabby cat that's hanging around the apartment by the hospital where the truck was originally stolen from, Robin?
Well, does a tabby cat look like a calico?
Oh, they're kind of a tabby is the stripy models, you know, brown, you know, yeah.
Well, my sense is that Herman has... is looking for a body that's like a kitten up to a year old that's a calico and it's a male. That's what he told me.
Huh, because calicos are usually always female. Now that every once in a while there's an exception. Kim did tell me she thought the tabby cat that was hanging around the apartment was a female.
Okay.
Now a tabby cat could have, because when Herman, his body, he was black, gray, with some brown.
Yeah, that's what he's looking for.
So he's something looking for like... a similar kind of body.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so he is ready. He is going to come back in and hopefully find his human dad, Jeff. So we'll think good thoughts about that. All right. Now, then I do have a good story to balance off of that. But Kathy, have you got your... Is Kathy's mic ready to go? Let's... Kathy?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Robin, have you met Kathy?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Robin.
Okay. So first question, Kathy, you said your husband just called in?
He just called in. And
you live out in the Issaquah area?
Sammamish.
Sammamish area. And what did he say?
We live in a somewhat of a rural area, but in our backyard, two bobcats just recently wandered into our backyard and plopped themselves down and were relaxing.
This morning?
Yeah, well, just 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
And, we're big cat lovers. So even our little cats ran to the window. It's almost like they instinctively knew that they were there. But everybody was chirping and meowing and watching the
big
cats.
I would be, too. I love bobcats.
Yeah, me too. And what a gift to see them. I don't have Ted's books with me, so I don't know what Ted Andrews says about bobcats. But are you getting any special messages from these bobcats for Kathy's husband?
There's no doubt that they have come particularly for your show, and I could go get my Ted Andrews book and look it up, or we can wait till a break and I can do that.
Yeah, okay.
But
they just came to hang out with Animal World, huh?
Yeah, they have a message. Oh, they're talking about the golden healer Lemurian crystals. They're talking about more than that.
How do they know about them? Well, of course, you know, I guess the cats just talk.
Well, yes, and I think, Martha, on Wednesday when we were tuning into this, we were hearing about how the four-leggeds and the birds and the insects and all different aspects of life forms were really coming in and collaborating with us in unity consciousness and preparing for the shifts that are happening on the planet. Remember
maybe two bobcats showed up in the yard because Kathy's supposed to order two Lemurian golden healing crystals for her and her husband. How fun. Okay. Well, we'll get back to that later if you end up with Ted's book and anything
else.
Yeah, comes.
Definitely we'll look that up when.
Okay, then the good news story to balance the Ben and or the Howard and Herman and Oscar stories was that, this is another, hit the music. There we go. Okay. So we gotta kind of back up time. So we are back before last Wednesday, probably into the week before that. When I heard Robin saying that for the first time, they were going to have. Oh, so it was the Wednesday. It was not this last Wednesday. It was the Wednesday before Mystic Radio Show, but so it was a few days before that. And when Robin told me that she and Bob, for the first time, were going to have the Emmy nominated. Is it Emmy nominated?
It's Grammy.
Grammy nominated Gentle Thunder on their Mystic Radio Show, playing her beautiful flutes and instruments and doing healing work on the show that coming Wednesday, which would have been a week ago, this last Wednesday. And I told Robin right away, I said, oh, shoot, because I've got to take two of my cats to the vets to see Dr. Burlingame, you know, our animal world vet. I have to take them up to the vet, and he's unusually working on a Wednesday this week, and my appointment's at like 11:40. So I'll be at the vet when Mystic Radio comes on. I was telling Robin this because she said, I have a really strong feeling that we're going to have Gentle Thunder play music for special healing for animals. And I'm feeling that that's really important to play music for animal, you know, or something, you know, for healing that day. And I was saying, well, oh, shoot, I'm going to be at the vet with the cats. I won't be able to listen, and you know, to the first part of the show. And so we just kind of had to say, well, oh, well, because I'm not changing the appointment. So then we'll go back to a week ago last Wednesday. And I took my cats to the vet, had my appointment with Dr. B. I was his last appointment of the morning. And so a little after noon, I come out of the exam room, and there's a woman standing at the counter talking to the receptionist. The rest of the waiting room is empty because, you know, it's lunchtime now. And I hear after the fact, the woman at the receptionist desk, when she saw me come out of the room, she said to the receptionist, she says, gee, that looks a lot like Martha Norwalk. You know, because they have one of my window stickers, you know, they have one of my stickers in their office. And Terry said, well, that's because it is. And so when I came out, the woman said, oh, you know, I love you. I love your radio show, yada, 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 yada. And turns out that she had come in to talk to them about her dog, Ben, who is a border collie mix, 6 years old, and was in the emergency, one of the big emergency clinics in the area, had been there for quite a long time, and he was dying of an autoimmune disease. And they had told her that morning that Ben was living his last 24 hours on the planet. He was that bad, and his platelets were tanking, and they were just going down and down and down, and he wasn't responding to medication. And at that point, they'd thrown everything but the kitchen sink at the dog. He wasn't responding to anything. And so she had come in to kind of to talk to Dr. B about it, just to see if there was anything he knew about. Well, when she told me that story, of course, see, now the woo-woo stuff is, remember Robin said, see, at the time I'm having this conversation with this woman in the veterinary clinic about her dying dog. Robin and Bob are on the air doing their live radio show, and Gentle Thunder is playing music for healing for animals. Now, how cool is that? Now, so then I say to this woman, well, of course, there are no coincidences that Dr. B happens to be working on this day. I happen to be here as an appointment. There's nobody else here, and you recognize me, and we're talking about this. No coincidence. And I said, I only know of one thing that would be capable of saving your dog at this point. I mean, it could be too late, but I only know of one thing. And I told her right then, I said, you know, I don't think Spirit would have brought us together this way if this wouldn't work, if this isn't going to work. Because otherwise, if it wasn't going to work, then why? We wouldn't be here. But we are, so this will work. I said, the only thing I know that will save your dog is aggressively treating the Pleckner syndrome, which, you know, autoimmune disease is related to the endocrine immune imbalance that Dr. Al Pleckner's taught us about for so many years here on the air. And I said, and that involves the dog has got to get intravenous steroids now, IV steroids now. So when she went into the exam room to sit down with Dr. B, I went in with her. She invited me to come in with her. I said to Dr. B, I said, you know, the dog's dead. What will it matter? But you know what Dr. Al would say, bypass the gut with this dog, give him IV steroids and do it now. You know, thyroid and food will come, but that's what's going to pull him out of the decline, and that's what will save his life. And so then I left it, you know, said some prayers and left it in their hands and left. Well, last Sunday, I got a long email from the gal with the wonderful story in that Dr. B was able to get a hold of the emergency specialist veterinarians. They immediately started IV steroids and thyroid, which is the treatment for the Pleckner syndrome. They threw in a few other things, too, which I'm sure helped. But absolutely miraculous, immediate turnaround. Platelets started coming up. Dog was much better by the end of the day. Of course, the vet said, you know, don't get your hopes up because these autoimmune things, you know, can flip at any moment and he could tank again. By the next morning, he was much, much better. By the end of the next day, his blood tests were normal and the dog went home. So, woohoo! How cool was that? So put that in your woo-woo pocket.
Yeah, and I've got another woo-woo story.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is I haven't gone to the Ted Andrews book, but you know how the bobcats that just happened to show
up? Oh, the bobcats with Kathy?
Oh, yeah, and you know, they mentioned the Golden Healer Lemurian crystals. This uh-huh. is mind-blowing even to me. About 5 weeks ago on a Saturday, Ashlyn from Mount Shasta Vortex Adventures here in Mount Shasta and a shaman who lives here in Mount Shasta invited Bob and I to go to a sacred portal on Mount Shasta called the Star of David Portal.
Mm-hmm.
And we went up there and we took the Golden Healer Lemurian crystals. And we did ceremony, healing ceremony, and we sent it to the world to just, you know, bless the world, and the crystals were there. And when we were there, a bobcat had been through there, and there were bobcat paw prints that went right to a tree. And I kept hearing something in the tree. I didn't actually see the bobcat, but we did see the paw prints. And so there's just a correlation here between the bobcat and that event where we took these crystals and the fact that we're offering them on your mm-hmm. show, Martha, because your cats and my cat told us to. So the cats are definitely sharing with this. And the Gentle Thunder music that you're talking about that was correlated with this healing event, this miraculous story that you just shared, Martha, her music is available in our Mystic store, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, I heard her on the air. She's exquisite.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, the miracles are afoot. We are so fortunate to be sharing these stories and to remember that there is really cool things happening on the planet right now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I was just so delighted that, Ben pulled out of that decline and we saved that
miraculous.
Dog.
Oh, that's miraculous.
And, of course, there isn't any cure yet for the Pleckner syndrome, but there is replacement therapy. And as long as she works with Dr. Burlingame, you know, to put this dog on treatment and get the diet right and all that sort of thing, this dog should be able to live a normal, long life. And so how exciting is that?
Well, I'm just so grateful you have this information that you can share with us so that we can help. I mean, thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, well, and thank you for what you do. And we kind of work together. Isn't that nice? All right, so let's get on with our follow-up list. Now, Kathy reminded me, and I'm not sure. Kathy, you said don't forget to ask Robin about the hummingbirds. And I remember we were supposed to follow up with something with Robin about hummingbirds, but I don't remember what it was.
Well, you were talking about hummingbird feeders and... does that mean anything to you? Remember?
Well, yeah, because we were on Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday last week, and we were with Sarvi. We were talking about feeding hummingbirds. Remember when we tuned into the coyote and stuff... our magnificent coyote, he asked us not to feed wild animals, and especially he said not to feed wild birds. I just was wondering, I thought it was worth us tuning into hummingbirds for a moment, and because you know how many people love to feed the hummingbirds, and I still put out hummingbird. I don't feed the wild bird, bird seed and stuff, but I do put out feeders. But wasn't it Leslie from Sarvi Wildlife was cautioning us about washing the feeders regularly to not spread disease? But do you get a sense of hummingbirds and whether or not, whether we're serving or not by feeding them?
My sense from them is that they would prefer we plant the flowers that they are attracted to.
That's kind of what I think, yeah, that planting the flowers would be better than putting out the feeders.
However, I'm also hearing, quote-unquote, whatever it takes to keep us alive, and they're kind of referring to like what's happened to the bees, that they're, you know, there's a certain celestial quality to them, and it's really important for us to, what I just heard was put them on life support, so they would prefer the flowers, but I get the sense that...
Okay, so like in my case, I don't have enough sun to plant lots of flowers, so in my case, I could put out feeders.
I'm hearing yes, yes, yes.
Okay, cool. It's good because I just ordered 3 new ones.
Oh,
really pretty glass ones. Okay. All right. So shall we get in? Let's do more follow-up. Okay, I guess I better do this one. I've been telling you that I have some follow-up with my own cats. And I just, you know, I told you guys that this is so out there. This is so woo-woo, it is beyond me. It is so beyond me. Hit the music, Mike. I mean, it is beyond me. I think it may even be beyond Robin's having is trouble with this one. But this is, okay, once was not enough, hit it again. It's just too, yep, there we go. Okay. So, you know, you'll have to go back and listen to the archives if you didn't hear the shows. But on Robin and Martha Sundays over the last few months, at some point I told you the whole story about all of my cat family and how all I have 5 cats now, and that 4 of them, the 4 youngest ones, they're from a year and a half down to 4 months now with Buzzy. All of them have been with me before in this lifetime, and all of them communicated before they came back and told me when they were coming back, where they were, who they were going to be, how to find them, and they all came to me through, you know, woo-woo stuff. And I told you the whole stories. Okay, I'm not going to repeat all of that, but it is in the archives, and you can listen. And so the latest, and what's totally, this is beyond me. And we're going to find out, are Robin and I just totally nuts, or is this really happening? This is probably going to give us the answer. All right, so my oldest Abyssinian, my blue boy, G-Man. He's going on 15. He'll be 15 in June. And I've told you that as soon as I started getting, you know, as soon as Buzzy or as soon as Scooty came back as Ping, and Jilpy, G-Man's brother in this lifetime, came back as Pong, and then Buzzy came back, and Sophie was Mohaka, and she's back. Anyway, as soon as the Ruddy Boys, the Kittens, came back, G-Man said... And he announced to me and Robin that he was going to leave, like, right now, and he started getting sick. And he said, I'm out. I want one of those hot little, you know, kitten bodies, Ruddy bodies. I want a hot little Abby body. I want to be able to play with these guys, and I want to come back, you know, so I'm out of here. And I said, absolutely not. I can't handle it. I'm not ready for you to go. You know, moms, you know, sometimes you just have to say no. And I said, no, you have to stay. And I explained to him that it would be just too painful and too hard on my heart to lose him at this time. And so he agreed. He would stay. And then I've shared with you in previous shows that as time has gone by and I watch G-Man sit and watch the young kittens play, that it has become painful for me to watch him. Because he sits there and I can just feel it. He wants to play with them so badly, but his body's so old, he can't keep up with them and he can't play with him anymore. So, and I shared that, you know, with Robin, and I've just said, then I got to the point a while ago that I felt like, all right, I just can't insist that he stay any longer. It's too painful to watch him wanting to participate, and he can't. And I feel that with all my young cats now, my heart is healed. I could handle it now if he had to go. So I told him that I understand. I'd still prefer that you stay. But if it's really your heart's desire to leave and then come back as you know, so you could have a young, hot Abby body and play with all these, you know, the other cats, I could handle that. So, of course, he said, yeah, all right, cool. I guess it started with Robin. He said, let's figure out let's start body shopping. Or that's the first woo-woo thing. Okay, so the first thing he said is that he wanted to be a blue Abby again. So I talked to the breeder, Andrea, who all my cats are from, and her cats don't really produce a lot of blues, so probably wouldn't get another blue Abyssinian for quite a while, if ever. And so I talked to G-Man, and I said, you know, she doesn't have blue kittens much, and we've already done blue, but if you want to be special, I said, how about being a red Abyssinian? Because I've never had a red Abyssinian, and I'd like to have a red Abyssinian. G-Man said, yeah. He thought about it for a while, and his answer came back. Yeah, I'll be red. That would be very cool. And he said, it's the year of the dragon. You know, John, I said, yeah, okay. He said, I could be Red Dragon. And then you could call me R.D., Artie. I could have a letter name, just like, no, I could be R.D.G. So he said, okay, I'll be a red Abby, and you can call me Red Dragon G, R.D.G. So how about that? He says what he wants. He gives me his name. So then he said, so I said, all right. So then he bugs me. So I knew that Buzzy's mother, her name is Camilla, and she's a red Abyssinian, and she's beautiful. The breeder had told me she had put her in with her red stud male. She didn't know if the breeding had taken or not at that point. So I told G-Man, I said, well, you know, if Carmilla was the mother, then you'd be a half-brother to Buzzy, just like Ping and Pong are half-brothers. So it would all be in the family. And it sounds like they'd be beautiful kittens but, you know, so we'll see. Well, so what was it? It must have been maybe 2-3 weeks ago or so. I get up in the morning, do my regular chores, feed the cats. G-Man always goes back to bed. Always goes back to bed. And I don't see him till later in the day. Well, when I finish chores and stuff, he's sitting at the door to my office saying, check your email, check your email, check your email. Well, what do you know about email? Check your email. go to the check email, and the breeder has sent me an email saying, guess what? Carmilla was pregnant, and she has had her kittens. Three red kittens, two males. She said, I would hate for Buzzy to leave you so soon, but, you know, thought I better let you know. So I went and told Buzzy, and I said, you know, I think it's too soon.
G-Man.
I went and I talked to G-Man and said, I think it's too soon for you to go, but I gave you permission, and I just thought I'd let you know. He said, well, I want to do it. So I've been communicating with the breeder. I told her, okay, hold first pick of those two males for me, and we'll see how G-Man, does with this. And then I put my foot down again. I said, you know, there is no, I'm not, if you're going to do this, you have to do it yourself, because there's no way I'm helping you. I'm not putting, you know, I'm not euthanizing a healthy cat, you know, or, I mean, there's no way. And he said, well, I'm just going to be able to lift out of my body and go into the other one, and all, and that, and he had already told us this a while ago, Robin, right? That when it was time for him to go, he was just going to gently pass out of his body. He'd do it at home, and it was going to be something related to his heart. It would not be related to the Pleckner syndrome. He's already told us that. So I said, I don't know, you know, because it's going to be, you know, it would only be like a couple months when Tyler 8 weeks old, and then that kitten would be able to come home. That seems awfully soon for me, for you to be able to make this change. And then, Robin, this is the really woo-woo stuff, everybody. Then he says, well, I want you to pick out the one you like the best, and you bring home one of those red kittens, the red boys, because I want to live with him for a while and teach him stuff before I transfer in. And Chico says he'll hold the body. Chico, of course, is the soul we've run into that helps with the soul swaps. Probably should play the music again. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. So then I said, wait a minute. You want to teach him? I said, what? This has got to be, I got to be absolutely nuts on this one. G-Man, because if you wait until the other cat gets here and you say you want to teach him stuff, well, when who's ever in there, if it's Chico in that body, if he leaves and you go in, it won't be you that you've taught stuff to. I mean, whoever you taught stuff to won't be there anymore. This doesn't make any sense. And then I told Robin, she said, doesn't make any sense to me either. How's that going to work? Well, then he says, well, I'm going to go into the body with Chico. Chico's going to pass the information for me, and then Chico will leave. And so I'll still know. And I said, oh, for heaven's sakes. Now, of course, he's been telling me that now over and over again. And he just confirmed it again. And Robin is getting the same thing from him. Right, Robin?
Well, not only that, I've been having my cat Rumi say, hey, I want one of those red rooty bodies too. And
No
way. You are staying in your little black and white body. So they seem to be communicating back and forth and getting all these ideas about these little new bodies they can have.
Oh, and then you know what G-Man said this last week? He said, oh, I'm visiting their bodies now.
I remember that, yeah.
He said, I'm going and checking out the bodies. And so apparently our cats are very good at astral projection and leaving there. And he does go into a deep sleep when I think he's dead sometimes and have to go poke him. And I don't know where he goes. But anyway, he says he's going. And then my other cat, Sophie, she came to me real sheepishly a couple days ago and said, I visited them too. I said, what? Are you kidding me? You went? She said, yeah, I went with G. And now this is the other woo-woo thing. You better hit that music again. So then Sophie says, well, because remember, she knew Ping and Pong as Buzzy, as Scooty and Jilpy. And when they came home as kittens, she took to them in a second and she mommied them. And she's been their mommy ever since. And she loves them and she mommies them and all this stuff. I assume that when I brought Buzzy home as a kitten, he'd be even younger and that she'd mommy him too. And before I brought him home, she said, no way, I don't know him, because he was not in physical form with her in this lifetime previous to now. She said, I'm no way. And sure enough, when I brought Buzzy home, she didn't want to have anything to do with him, and she has not mommied him. Well, so now she tells me that she's visiting the red bodies with G-Man. And I said, you're not going into those bodies, are you? She says, oh, no, no, I'm just watching them. I'm just observing because I want to get to know them. And I said, okay, why? She said, well, because this is going to be G-Man's new body. And she said, I will mommy this baby.
Martha, I think you need to write a book and have a movie created from the book about what you're experiencing with these animals. It's
okay.
It's so interesting.
Yeah, you better hit that music again. All right. Now, you all may have decided a long time ago that I am just totally nuts and losing it. And you might think Robin is nuts too. Well, just so you know that I'm absolutely tell you the truth, and I wouldn't be telling you the truth here if this really wasn't happening. But I'm telling it to you so we can find out if I'm really nuts or not. I'm taking Robin with me on this one. Okay? And guess what? I've told Dr. Burlingame, who is not a woo-woo-woo-woo guy, okay, my vet, he knows the whole story about all of the cats, and I've told him the G-Man story. I've told him all of this, and I told him the last time I was there, I said, I'm telling you this because if this happens, yikes, then I'm not nuts, and this is really happening. But if it doesn't happen, then, you know, I'm telling everybody so you can all just write it off that I'm nuts and Robin's going off the cliff with me. But, you know, if this all happens, and this, we will be, we'll see. Do I end up bringing the red kitten home? Does Sophie end up mothering that baby because she didn't with Buzzy? Does then G-Man just pass gently out of his body sometime at home and I don't have to, and then he's in? Well, we'll be able to. Oh, and what did he tell? He said, if this works out, nobody changes their mind, the red kitten would come home towards the middle to end of April. And then G-Man told us he would make his transition sometime in May, didn't he, Robin?
Yes, he did.
Now, that could get postponed, I suppose, but who knows? That's what he's saying. And right now, he's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with him. I mean, he's got Pluckner syndrome, but he's had that for years, and he's on treatment, but he's as good as he's ever been at almost 15.
So we'll stay fluid and see how this story shapeshifts. I can't wait.
Yep. Okay, so there we go. And I told you it was out there.
Yeah, this one's about out there as we've gotten, I have to say. I'm like, woo, it stretched my comfort zone too. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, it is. All right, so how about if we revisit, you know, last week in the news, and a listener called in and asked us to specifically address the Iditarod, which is the big sled dog race up in Alaska. The ceremony was last Saturday. The race began on Sunday, last Sunday, and it should be finishing up today. And I get put my two cents worth in that. You know, sled dogs, you know, are definitely working dogs. They're born to pull sleds. They are supposed to sled. They need to do that kind of stuff. And when it's handled properly, I mean, they love what they're doing. But then I said, on the other hand, I have just read too much about the abuse of these sled dogs related to this long, you know, these long races. And then I felt when human ego got involved with winning these races and having to have the best dogs, that messed it up, and that maybe races like this, especially this one, probably needed to go away. I said I sort of equated it to bullfighting, and I didn't mean exactly that way, because bullfighting, I can't find anything good about bullfighting. There is good in dog sledding, and the dogs love it and all that sort of thing, but the fact that maybe it's a tradition that needs to go away is what I meant along those lines. And then I said, well, let's save it for Robin and Martha Sunday, and we can tune into the energy. Now, and before we go into the energy, coincidentally, of course, you know, there are no coincidences. Earlier this last year, you know, Pat and Dave, who have my cats, my former cats, Mr. and Mrs. T, and the ones that were helping Jeff, the homeless man, and looking for for Herman the Missing Cat. Well, they went up to Alaska last year. And when they got back, Pat sent me this book, showing it to Kathy and to Mike. It's a children's book called Granite is the name of the dog, Iditarod Champions. And it's written by Susan Butcher and David Monson. And Pat's letter to me said, "Our trip to Alaska was fantastic. I can't wait to tell you about all the animals we saw. It was amazing. I thought about you the whole time we were there. I'm not sure how you feel about dog sledding, but it is huge in Alaska. This children's book is a heartwarming, true story about Susan Butcher's lead sled dog, Granite. I was touched by the story and thought you might enjoy it, too. And the illustrations are wonderful. We got to see the kennels where Granite was raised. Her husband, David Monson, spoke to our tour group and autographed the book." Now, and talking to Pat and Dave, they were very, very impressed with these people and with their facilities and with the way that they're doing it. And they came home just loving the whole idea, and that's why they brought me the book. Well, and I'll tell you, I read the book, and it is a wonderful, you know, it's written for, it's a children's book, but it's a wonderful story about this particular sled dog and how this couple, how Susan handles her dogs. And in fact, they talk about in the story how she's been chastised by other sled racers because she loves her dogs and they live with her in the way that she treats them. And so before we tune into the energy, I'm again going to be honest with you about where I am right now. And then when we tune into it, we'll see how that changes. I think that if everyone did sled dogs the way Susan Butcher does, no problem, because they ended up, she's won the Iditarod 4 years in a row. And now the other sled are starting to change their ideas that maybe what she's doing is working because she's winning. So maybe loving these dogs and treating them better.
And I think she has. I think her ability to not only become a champion, but to champion the how you raise and train dogs has gone a long ways. And a lot of mushers have taken up her lead.
Right, so I always said I wasn't going to have the pro side on the show, that we'd have the anti side. But now that I've really know about Susan and the way she's handling her dogs, I'd have these people on as the good side. Mike wants to see the book. The anti side in this area is being promoted by someone that I have known in the dog world for many, many years, and I have great respect for her. And I think the issues are, you know, and what I talked a little bit about last week, how these dogs are held, the fact that they're kept, that they're the injuries. And Susan, even in the book, talks about when something has happened to her sled, she'll pull them out of the race right away. She and take care of the dogs and opt for that. And all the care. And in fact, Granite was the vet told her he'd never race again and all of that. But he became the lead dog with her love and support. He healed and went on to be a miracle dog. So I don't think there's an automatic answer here. And maybe the hope is that Susan's influence will clean up everything else. So I don't. Now, I'm also looking at the clock, and if we stay on this subject, we're going to miss taking care of our advertisers and sponsors. We need to do that. So, Robin, you continue to tune in to the Iditarod, the sled dogs, and this whole issue. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll come back and do a quick current events and get back on this subject and see what we can, what conclusions we can come to with the help of the sled dogs themselves. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Robin Alexis is offering a limited number of beautiful Golden Healer Lemurian crystals. These crystals are used by healers for their ability to magnify the flow of vital life force throughout the body, to promote healing, to reduce fear and anxiety, to induce a state of deep relaxation, and accelerate tissue healing. These crystals are also powerfully energized to activate the crown and solar plexus chakras, which assist you to obtain a more conscious connection to spirit. Golden Healer Lemurian crystals are a marvelous tool for doing any kind of energy work, meditation, or healing. In addition, these special crystals have been blessed by Robin Alexis at sacred sites at Mount Shasta. You can purchase these crystals for $22.95 from Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. Or email Bob at robinalexis.com for details. There is only a limited supply of these Lemurian crystals, so they're offered at a first-come, first-served basis.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And shoot, it's an unusually fast today. But,
very fast.
Boy, Robin, I'd say we're unleashing something with this Iditarod, because I got major pressure in my head started with this.
Well, I do, too, and I did look up bobcat, so if at any point you want me to share that, I'll do that also.
All right, okay, let's get a real quick current events out of the way.
Okay.
Oh, entertainment department on current events. I'm just going to go through these very quickly. So if you want details, you're going to need to go to www.marthanorwalk.com and click on current events. New item, Missing Pet Partnership. Our wonderful pet detectives up here are going to be featured on Animal Planet's show Must Love Cats on Saturday, March 17th, 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. That's Missing Pet Partnership on Animal Planet's Must Love Cats, Saturday, March 17th. Let's see, Cougars at the Stream Center, Thursday, March 15th. We've got the Sarvey Baby Shower in April, and we've got their Sweet on Sarvey events March 31st. We've got Equine Rescue Seminar and Open House on the 21st of April. Positive Futures, their annual fundraising event is Saturday, March 24th. Last new item is Humane Society has chubby cats for petite prices at Seattle Humane. $1 per pound discount on all adult cats through March 31st. Browse through their adoptable cats at www.seattlehumane.org. Yeah, they do come up with funny captions. Chubby cats for petite prices. And then Tuxes and Tails on Saturday, May 2nd, and Adventure Camp for Kids. Registration opens March 19th. So I think that about covers it. And then last thing is just to remind you that next week, next Sunday is the third Sunday of the month. That means it's a Kevin and Kim Sunday. So, you know, those of you that just really love to call Robin and get readings from Robin, well, Kim is here for the third Sunday of every month here, and they have open phone lines for the whole 3 hours. So you can get take advantage of Kim Miller as a medium and animal intuitive and help, and she'll connect you with those on the other side or this side or whatever. So be sure you plan to call in next Sunday for Kevin and Kim. Okay, that wraps us quickly. So what did you get about cougars?
Well, about the bobcat, I'm just going to read a little bit from Ted Andrews' book, Animal Speaks. It says, if a bobcat has come into your life, you could ask yourself these important questions.
Time out, because Kathy just had to get on the phone.
Okay.
So she won't hear this.
Okay.
So let's wait until she's off the phone.
Okay.
So let's go back to the Iditarod and sled dogs. I after now having Susan Butcher and her philosophy and way of living with her dogs, loving them the way she takes care of them and runs the races, I'm having a very different feeling about this, and that feeling, I'm hopeful that her energy is kind of transmuting this whole world of sled dogging and racing up there, and that maybe it's moving into a much better light. What are you getting, Robin?
Well, I also received that, you know, there's still enmeshment of the human ego that's involved here. I was also hearing some of the dogs say that retirement is quite an adjustment and that they like G-Man's approach to finding another body they can jump right into.
Isn't that interesting that when they can't run anymore, they don't want to live?
No, and they're telling me that, you know, they feel very fortunate that they're able to live their soul's purpose, and they're very excited when they get to work with humans who are truly listening to them, who have consciousness and, you know, raising consciousness in the fulfillment of their soul's purpose. It reminded me of how we've spoken about the circus, I think it's called Cavalia?
Ah, yes, Cavalia and the horses.
Yeah, and how they care for them in a very conscious way.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, it's and then, of course, we've talked about different zoos who sometimes weren't taking care of the animals in a really conscious way. So,
yeah, like our Woodland Park Zoo elephants, for example.
Exactly. So whether it's humans or animals, it is truly about the evolution of how everything is experiencing its own soul's
purpose. No, I think
it's
just, so we can say without question, it is true that the sled dogs love sledding.
That's what I'm
hearing.
Period,
end of discussion. That's what they came to do, and they love it. How they're cared for, though, makes a very big difference in terms of their quality of their life. And we're hearing from the sled dogs that when they can't run anymore and they have to retire, What that old G-Man comment meant is that they just as soon leave their bodies and come back in a new young one.
And I'm also hearing that there's a lot of unity consciousness in that particular breed, and that even though sometimes it's extremely challenging, they wouldn't give it up for anything.
Okay. Now, what about
it's their soul song?
What about the dogs that are being handled by humans that don't love them and don't give them a good quality life and don't care for them properly? What about those dogs?
Well, what they're saying is that sometimes they forget what they truly came here to do, because sometimes they're like us. The pain
is so
intense, then that's the only energy they have is to react to the pain.
Okay, but so is the question then is the abuse bad enough that this tradition should end? Or should we simply support it with our love and support and energies and seeing it transmuting and the likes of Susan Butcher spreading out everywhere?
I'm definitely hearing that in my whole heart. I rarely feel a communication in my heart, but I'm feeling it in my heart. The answer to that is yes, support the shift.
All right, so then I'm going to change my focus, and instead of focusing on the negative, let's focus on the positive and what Susan Butcher is doing for the world of dog sledding and mushers and the working dogs. The dogs love it, and let's see her energy transforming the entire world of sled dogs and mushing and Iditarods and racing, and that everyone learn how to love their animals and care for them properly.
And Martha, what's the age group for that particular book? You said it's a children's book, right?
I don't know, Mike, what would you say?
I'd say grade school-ish.
Okay.
Maybe upper grade school.
Beautiful illustrations. I mean, little hand.
10 to 12-year-olds.
Yeah, and then, big writing and not a lot of writing on each page.
Okay, that's very,
so
very helpful
kind of book
for listeners.
But I enjoyed reading it, and I learned from reading it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay. So would it be a great one for parents to read with their kids?
Mm.
Well, and Pat brought it home for me, and I ain't no spring chicken. All right. We do have a message from the Cougars, but we're going to hold on to that because we've got to turn this hour around. And my goodness. I'm feeling all right. We aren't that close to Easter, are we? Let's postpone Easter for a while. You think?
Sure.
Okay. We'll put it. And hopefully Kevin and Kim will run the Easter tip next week, because I think we've got at least 4 weeks or something before. So let's just dump that. Let's just turn it right around. We'll find out the Cougar message for Kathy and her husband. We'll get into a bit of the news, but then we've got to get to the communication stuff with Robin. So we've got a lot to cover, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.